This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1801. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, first and foremost shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 26th, Angola, Ascension, Bahrain, Biafra, Canada, China, Cuba, Egypt, Equatorial Guinea, Goa, Greece, Guyana, Indonesia, Iran, Kashmir, Korea North, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Puntland, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Taiwan, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, just about any evening we can detect a carrier slightly on the low side of 4950, which we know is coming from the only shortwave station left in Angola, Radio Nacional. Apparently it stays on all night. But even if the signal strengthens, it's hard to hear any modulation. But that has improved. Ron Howard in California says on November 21st, 23rd, and 25th, he was getting almost fair reception with many clear IDs audible. A very memorable occasion, he says, extremely rare to get audio above threshold level. Specifically, the segments he monitored on November 21st were 0208 to 315, 332 to 402, and 0439 to 503 UT. Then on the 23rd at 0347, still heard at 0536. And he's wondering if this will now be regularly heard with decent audio. Well, it still was 2 days later, November 25th at 0330. Audio above threshold level with high life music and a radio drama. It's still heard at 0448. And the exact frequency is 4949.73. Whenever I listen to BBC via Ascension on 6005, between 05 and 06 UT, such as November 11th and 19th, I hear a hum on the carrier, something you don't normally hear on other Ascension frequencies. It may also be on some others, however, if it's the same transmitter with the same problem. Stephen Luce in Texas says the hum on 6005 Ascension during that hour has been there for many months. 7445 has a better signal for me, so I rarely use 6005. Well, that's the same for me in Oklahoma, but I couldn't help but notice that hum. Another thing I noticed was that two other Ascension frequencies carrying BBC World Service in English were not synchronized exactly with 6005. Chris Greenway of BBC Monitoring explains that it is deliberate to smooth out power consumption, avoiding a surge when there's an audio peak. The technique caused a problem a while back when a DX Listening Digest reporter spotted that two Ascension transmitters on the same frequency but different beams had audio out of sync. I pointed this out to the relevant colleagues and it was fixed. Obviously, the technique should only be used when the transmitters in question are on different frequencies. It was introduced when Ascension went over to wind-generated electricity. And Stephen Luce says, recall that Radio Nederland Bonaire did the same thing for many years on their own parallel transmissions. Ron Howard at Asilomar State Beach in California reports hearing Radio Bahrain on 9745, which is carrier plus upper sideband but not lower sideband, November 24th at 1412 to 1442. At that time it would be via long path. His sunrise was a bit later at 14:54. He thinks they may have been relaying Shabab FM. There was nonstop pop Middle Eastern music and singing and no announcements. Poor signal, but very happy to finally log this one, he says. And furthermore, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports weak reception of Radio Bahrain. Also November 24th, a bit later at 15:19. Maybe he got the tip from Ron. It's a 10-kilowatt transmitter, but there's interference from Radio Japan on 9750. Let me remind you that during this season, Radio Cairo is also on 9745 in our evenings to North America in Arabic between 02 and 07 UT. So don't you dare assume you're getting Bahrain when you tune that in. More about the strange case of Radio Biafra, which as far as we know has still not resumed shortwave broadcasts after a few weeks having been on shortwave. Jose Miguel Romero sends another story about it from the Nigerian website, which has been following the case, NigeriaMasterWeb.com. This one is headlined, Nnamdi Kanu, Radio Biafra Director, Abandoned by British Government. MasterWeb News Desk, concerned about the silence of the British government over the arrest and detention of one of their citizens, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, Director of London-based Radio Biafra, by the Nigerian Department of State Services, made a phone call to the British High Commission in Abuja, which referred them to the emergency center of the British Foreign Office in London. They talked to someone there who was not aware of Mr. Nnamdi Kanu having been detained in Nigeria. I find this rather strange, since some of the rhetoric coming out of Radio Biafra had been quoted as accusing the rest of Nigeria as being still British, as opposed to Biafra, which wants to separate and be independent. However, someone in Britain has been looking out for him, Harriet Harman, MP. She wrote a letter October 22nd to Philip Hammond, Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs, about the detention of my constituent, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, who I am told is a British citizen, was arrested on 17 October by the Nigerian Department of Security Services when arriving in Lagos from the UK. I understand he's the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, agitating for independence of Nigeria's former eastern region. I'm told the pro-Biafra group are non-violent and therefore should be afforded protection under Article 1 of the Charter of the United Nations. But so far that letter has not yielded any result. On November 22nd, we got this news from Sheldon Harvey in Montreal. I'm sad to report the passing this week of a person well known within the radio hobby community, William Bill Westenhaver, a native of Angola, Indiana. Bill moved to Montreal in the late 1960s, where he spent the rest of his life. An avid shortwave listener, DXer, and QSL collector, Bill was an active member of several radio clubs, including CIDX and SpeedX. He was a participant in numerous ANARC conventions and winter SWL festivals. Bill took a job with Radio Canada International, working in the Audience Relations Department. One of his principal duties was issuing RCI QSL cards for reception reports received from around the world. He went on to other duties within the CBC Radio Canada headquarters in Montreal. He was an active member of the Coalition to Restore RCI Funding and the RCI Action Group, the ad hoc groups that worked tirelessly to restore and or retain the services of Radio Canada International on shortwave. Bill was also the original co-host of the International Radio Report with Sheldon Harvey on CKUT-FM in Montreal. He also worked at a number of other programs on CKUT. Bill passed away earlier this week here in Montreal. We extend our condolences to all of his family and friends. He'll be fondly remembered throughout the radio community, including our community, as one who was once involved in Review of International Broadcasting and DX Listening Digest. And another well-known Canadian radio personality is ailing. Mike Cooper sends a story from the Montreal Gazette of November 21st. Stuart McLean, one of Canada's most popular radio storytellers, has canceled the remainder of his annual Vinyl Cafe Christmas tour after learning he has melanoma. McLean, 67, disclosed news of his illness with a post on the Vinyl Cafe Facebook page. He wrote, "Some unexpected and disappointing news. We have to call off the Vinyl Cafe Christmas tour as of November 23rd. I've just learned that I have melanoma. I begin therapy next week." But he also wrote, "The diagnosis is not as ominous as it sounds, or as it sounded to me. Once a deadly diagnosis, melanoma has over the last couple of years become eminently treatable." McLean's Vinyl Cafe show has toured theaters in cities and towns across Canada and the U.S. since 1998, a bit of a throwback in that it is recorded in front of a live audience and later broadcast on CBC Radio. Jim, a K5JG in North Texas, asked me if I was still getting a good signal from the China relay in English via Cuba at 03UT on 9790, because he's hardly hearing it Well, I checked, and it varies from one night to the next. But it's not unusual for the MUF to sink so low that this once blasting signal is barely audible. This affects short paths from other parts of North America and vicinity, not so much as signals further away. We might conclude they are having transmitter problems, but other Cuban and Okeechobean frequencies also tend to fade out from 9 megahertz. Another station not doing so well on 9 megahertz and trying to reach North America is Radio Cairo. In fact, they seem to have given up with the scheduled frequency at 02UT, 9315 in English. Haven't heard it at all this season, nor on the possible alternatives, 9720 or 9860. However, 9965 is still on the air for the 2300 sesquihour in English. Now, if they would only apply modulation. Actually, I measured it on 9964.56, November 23rd at 2357. Disagreeing with that measurement is Stephen Wood in Massachusetts, who put it on 9964.57 after 0200 UT, November 23rd, when it's back in Arabic. Like Angola, Ron Howard in California says Equatorial Guinea is another amazing African reception on 5005. Almost fair reception November 21st at 0416 till off at 0437. Nonstop pop songs, some of them in English. One brief announcement possibly in Spanish, but it went off without any announcements. Also heard on November 23rd, tuned in at 0455, just missing the sign-on, heard until 0541. And on November 25th at 0440, he waited for their sign-on, but they never showed up by 0541, so it is unreliable. November 19th at 1430 on 11560, I was hearing the All India Radio Pashto and Dari service, but it was poor with hum and squeals. Wolfgang Büschel says that's a new frequency, replacing 11740 from the Panaji Goa transmitter site. We'd like to consider Goa a separate radio country. It's scheduled at 13 to 1530 and 02 to 0345 UT. We know this transmitter often has audible defects. Then Dan Sheedy in California also reports it. November 20th, 1502 past 1530 UT. He says, thanks to our info, I got to enjoy AR's Pashto service with drone and burble on the audio. The same sort of drone is heard when Panaji is on 15175. They closed at 1530, but the carrier and the drone stayed on well past 1537. Wolfgang Büschel says the exact fingerprint of the frequency is 11559.967, November 21st at 1430. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria monitors the sporadic transmissions of Voice of Greece, which it seems is active only now on 9420. The 5-minute English newscast may be heard at 1300 UT if the transmitter is on the air. However, at that hour, it's co-channeled to CNR13 from China in the Uyghur language. Attention medium wave DXers who might like to log Guyana. On the IRCA list et al., Jim Renfrew in New York says, I'm reviewing recordings from our first day in Newfoundland on November 7th. A particular interesting item, at 2228 UT November 7th, I had the Voice of Guyana in English operating on or around 559.924 kHz. I don't know if this continued for the full week, but in case they've stayed there, you may want to know about it. It may be just far enough off frequency to be heard over a distance, so go get them. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts already got them tentatively. Back on October 13th, he was hearing a growl against WGAN in Maine and other 560 stations at 0300 UT, presumed to be Voice of Guyana. This is World of Radio number 1801. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Thanks to the generosity of Brandon Jordan in Tennessee, I'm now enjoying using an ICOM ICR75 receiver, which he has modified and refurbished. Financially, one may contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Howard in California says he was unable to hear any trace of RRI Makassar Program 4 in Indonesia, November 19th or 21st. Checked around 1347 to 1525. The frequency had been exactly, according to Wolfgang Duschel, 4749.943. So we wonder if they've gone inactive again, but there's still two other stations on 4750. A fair signal for Ron from Bangladesh Betar, and a poor signal from CNR1 in China. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says the 500-kilowatt Kamalabad, Iran transmitter on 13735, carrying the so-called Bosnian service at 0520 to 620 UT, also radiates two wideband spurious signals far away on either side of the fundamental, covering 13653 to 13672 and 13794 to 13806.5, as monitored on November 20th. He calls them two broadband spurious scratching sound signals. The Zahedan Iran transmitter used to be 1 or 2 kilohertz off frequency in the A season, interfering with Greece on 9420, and later another frequency in the 31-meter band. Checking the schedules, I found that it had moved to the 49-meter band for the B season, and now that's been confirmed, heard on 6061.742. According to Wolfgang Büschel, it's scheduled all the way from 17 to midnight 30 UT in Arabic. Also reported by Patrick Robich in Austria on 6061.77 at 1830 November 20th. Filed under Iran Non is Radio Ranjan Kaman, or Radio Rainbow, which supports the gay community in, of all places, Iran. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria monitored it November 20th and says they're on two different frequencies via two different transmitter sites at the same time, 17 to 1730 UT on Mondays and Fridays only in Farsi, 7460 via Bulgaria, which is 35 seconds behind 7550 via Uzbekistan. On 4950, Ron Howard in California presumes it's All India Radio Kashmir, Srinagar, as of November 22nd, with a greatly expanded schedule for their evening broadcast, an open carrier as early as 12:41 to past 15 hours. But checking for their morning transmission around 0130, he finds nothing but Angola. Ron Howard reports that Shokaze, or sea breeze, from Japan for North Korea about abductions after a few weeks, for the first time on the 7 MHz band, 7400, on November 24th, went back to one of their rotating 6 MHz band frequencies, 5985. Heard at 1303 and, of course, blocking Myanmar again, and will soon draw North Korean jamming, making it even worse for Shokaze and Myanmar. And Ivo Ivanov says on the same day, November 24th, they changed their other broadcast hour at 16 UT from 5990 to 5910. English remains most of the time on Thursdays only. November 24th at 0708, I tuned in 1190 kHz and immediately heard a clear ID for Radio Centro 1190 AM. It was coming from the west-southwest, and I eventually traced it to the Ciudad Juarez, Chihuahua station, XEPZ. It's a new name for them. It seems the programming on FM 99.1 Radio Centro has been moved to 1190. Strangely enough, the phone number in their cabina or studio is an El Paso 915 area code. Hard to believe they're running only 100 watts at night instead of day power of 5,000. Another station which comes and goes, Ron Howard says Mongolian Radio 2 4830. He heard the reactivation back on November 2nd. at 10:54 UT, but since then it's been off the air more than on. For example, it was not heard on November 20th or 21st around 12:56. It is now a rare day to hear them. Last week, Ron Howard reported Myanmar relaying the Voice of America. And now, on 5985, should you hear Friends Around the World, you might think it's Radio Japan, but actually that's another station being relayed by Myanmar Radio. Ron Howard heard it both on Thursday, November 19th, and the same program repeated Friday, November 20th, between 15:36 and 15:55. One of the three transmitters of WEWN has been missing a lot lately, such as No Spanish on 12:050 around 20 UT, November 24th, opening up the frequency for a very weak signal, which I can only assume is Dandal Kura via Ascension. That's the U.S.-backed service as a counterweight to Boko Haram, scheduled at 18 to 21 UT. We can hear it much better any night for their morning broadcast at 05 to 07 via Ascension on 7415. That strange Somali station, Radio Puntland, is occasionally reported but does not seem to be on the air all the time on 13800. When it is on, it's on compatible upper sideband, so if you hear no lower sideband, that's a good clue what you're hearing. Jari Savolainen in Finland was listening November 24th at 14:30 when there was a radio play or maybe a TV sound simulcast sounding like Puntland. The audio was rather weak. Of course, after 15 UT on that frequency, 13800, you'll hear Radio Tamazuk via Madagascar and Radio Dabanga until 16:30. The transmitter site switches at 16 to Vatican. Just about the only official shortwave station left in Russia is Adygeyan Radio. Ivanov has the latest schedule for that as of November 20th, and he gets a strong signal. The transmitter site is believed to be the one referred to as Armavir with 100 kilowatts. The schedule is 18 to 19 UT on Fridays only in Adygeyan. 18 to 19 on Mondays only in Adygeyan, Arabic and Turkish, I believe those abbreviations mean. Also 19 to 20 on Sundays only in Adygeyan. What's the frequency, Glenn? 6,000 kilohertz. Conveniently, on the R75, I've been measuring the frequencies of Saudi Arabia. It seems like many of them are slightly off to the high side. 21505.12, November 21st at 13:51. 13710.08, November 21st at 15:32. 15435.11, November 24th at 15:12. 13710.075, November 24th at 15:23. 9675.05, November 24th at 20:15. Yes, they are approximate. I could still be a few hertz off. Keith Barone announces that he's canceling the rest of his special PCJ special broadcasts, no more in December, because of lack of listener response. The final one is to air November 28th, Saturday at 09 to 10 UT via WRMI 11580, and it's to be Rockin' with Raoul, who I know is quite unhappy about how he was treated by Global 24. Although the host person of Music Time in Africa doesn't know it, her program is still airing during 1 hour when the Greenville transmitter is employed. VOA Fridays, 21 UT on 15580. WRMI's frequency change of the Taiwan relay from 7730 to 5985 in Spanish at 03 to 04 UT leaves nothing at all scheduled on 7730, that way out of band frequency. However, Ivo Ivanov points out that it's still being registered in HFCC as available between midnight and 08 UT, supposedly in English, so keep an ear if something new may show up on 7730. There's something else on that frequency by coincidence. The Harrius Liangas reports hearing Shiwang Zhishun from Taiwan on 7730 and 7800. This was at 1958 UT with Soft Music and several IDs. That's better known in English as Sound of Hope, and of course it attracts Chi-Com jamming of CNR1 or maybe Fire Dragon. He heard it November 22nd. Keith Verone points out that the Global 24 website, which vanished in September, is back, www.global24radio.com. But now it's something different. It's headed Free Internet Radio. What does it have to offer? But it's in rather broken English, so it's hard to believe it's from the people formerly running what we knew as Global 24, although the renewal appears to be from the same company. I've noticed some unexpected programming on WBCQ frequencies. UT Friday, November 20th, around 0130, 5109.7 CUSB was carrying Mennonite radio at a different time and frequency than before. Not sure if it's one-shot or experimental. And furthermore, there's something from Canada opposing the CBC and its politically correct coverage. It's called Just Right. That was at 0230 UT, Friday, November 20th, on 5109.7. Just in from Larry Will with 23 hours notice, Pirate Joe is doing a special live Thanksgiving show from WHWV Hyde Park on WBCQ 5110, Thursday at 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern, 22 to 01 UT into Friday. It'll also be on the Area 51 webcast, if you can't hear it well, on shortwave. Like KHAC 880 in New Mexico, I found another station with suppressed lower sideband. It's on Carrier Plus upper sideband only on 780 KCEG in Fountain, Colorado, playing country music. November 19th at 0712, I could hear WBBM if I flipped to lower sideband without any interference from Colorado. But they're mixing on the upper sideband. Dave Valquin, Pennsylvania, says there are a couple of stations on lower sideband only, 870 WPWT in Tennessee and 880 WPIP in North Carolina. The big news this week comes at the end, since it's from Yemen at the end of the alphabet. On November 20th, Chris Greenway informed us of a new clandestine on 11860. Yemeni President Hadi, who was ousted from Sana'a last year by the Houthi rebels and fled to Saudi Arabia, is said to have set up a clandestine station called Radio Sana'a on 11860. He has returned to Aden, but I assume his radio station is based in Saudi Arabia. Then many of us in the DX Listening Digest group started monitoring it on 11860. Here in mid-America, I can only get a just barely audible carrier. It's hard to believe it's a regular Saudi transmitter. But it is easier to hear in Europe. The schedule is daily in Arabic, 04 to 09 and 18 to 23 UT. Jawahar Sheikh, our esteemed contributor in Jeddah, says he heard it November 22nd with patriotic songs and news at 21. Ivo Ivanov thinks it is the 50 kilowatt transmitter in Jeddah. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 25 and 5 on December 7th. Solar fluctuating between 100 and 115 through December 19th. And that's World of Radio 1801. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.